Glory. Praise the Lord. You know, in every little thing we can see the Lord work. Like it's hot weather, you know, there'll be a breeze come. You know, there'll be a cloud move over the sun and give you a moment of relief, just what you need. That's the kind of God we serve. He's involved in every area of our life, and I'm so thankful for that. If you would open up your Bibles to Matthew chapter 5, very familiar verses of Scripture, but I just want to share with you four things that the Spirit of God spoke to me that will help us as being a part of the body of Christ, but specifically help this church be exactly on fire, be exactly a light that the Lord would have us to be, have y'all to be, to reach out to this community. Matthew chapter 5, if you would, verse number 14, Jesus Christ teaching. I'm sure you've read these verses, studied these verses many times, but the Word of God says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Pray with me. Father God, we stand here before you tonight and we ask that by the anointing of your Spirit that we be enlightened, that we are in the place where we receive your word, allowing it to take root, and we become brighter for you. Lord, let every part, your word says that there's no shadow of turning in you. Lord, and let every part of your life shine into our heart, and by your Spirit, help us to be able to receive that and reflect your goodness, your truth, your mercy, your love to this community. Let it be for your glory, and by your power, where we can rest in you, all the pressure, not on us, but on you, because you're the one that can do it. We're just the vessel. We thank you in advance for it, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I love these verses of Scripture. I love this teaching here. I've used these verses several times, but this is something that's very fresh. I got so excited as the Spirit of God was showing me some things and encouraging me about. And I just want to share them with you. How important is light? Very important. You know, I was thinking, how many has had stitches in here at one time or another? Okay? I was thinking about that. If you were in a place where somebody was going to take those stitches out for you, which bulb would you rather them be having over your head, over the part of the body that had the stitches? I'd rather have the bigger bulb. And you, the 60 watt and the 2 watt? There's a lot of people that's in this world that God wants to use us to perform spiritual surgery. He wants to take things out of their life, and He wants to put His Son, the answer to troubles, the answer to sin, the answer to lack in their life. And that can only happen, as we read here in the Word of God, people see our Father by your good works, by the church of the living God. And so we've got to get in the mindset, the mentality of who we are. Right here, the Word of God says, Jesus Christ Himself, He said, ye are the light of the world. Now, what tense is that? Present tense. Now, we're talking about here and now. You see, the devil wants to say, someday you'll be able to do this. Someday when you grow enough, someday when you learn enough, you might be able to work in this manner and do this. Jesus Christ says right now, tonight, ye are the light of the world. Tonight. You and I, we have no excuse. We cannot wait any longer in certain areas. God has a ministry for each one of us, as we talked about this morning, and He wants to put us in that ministry. And the way that is going to happen is when we say, Lord, it's now. It's now. It's not something I'm looking for in the distance. Yes, I have something in the future to grow to, but right now, I have a light that you placed inside of me. And by the Word of God, I'm going to learn how to burn brighter. And that's what the Spirit of God spoke to me. He said, I want you to be in the place where you see and understand that you're going to burn brighter. And He gave me four ways. Four ways we as believers, we can start to burn brighter. And we can burn brighter and brighter and brighter until that final day. And that light can be so bright that people are going to be drawn in all different directions. Now, the first of all, if you and I are going to burn brighter, we've got to know how that happens. Number one, we've got to receive the Word. What did He say? He said, you are the light of the world. We've got to receive that. We got to say, yes, Lord, I believe that beyond all other facts of how I feel, how situations look, circumstances that I'm in. I believe that you have called me. You have named me. Come on, what's Titus 1 and 2 say? Hebrews 6 and 18. It's impossible for God to lie. He can't lie. And so Jesus said that ye are the light of the world right now. That's the word. I've got to receive that into my heart. And when I receive that into my heart, then guess what? The very manifestation starts happening. I start stepping and walking in it, and as I do that, that very presentation of the light starts coming out of my life. And let's look at some things. Turn with me to the Old Testament, Psalms 119. And I like to lay my eyes on the Word rather than just speak it forth, because there's something about when we lay our eyes on it and we hear it as well. Psalms 119, we have a wonderful truth here in verse number 130. And this will help us so much, because it's all about knowing what God said, what Christ said. Christ said, you are the light of the world. But what here, in the Psalms 119, 130, the Word of God says, the entrance of thy words giveth light. The entrance. Better said, the opening. The opening of thy word. In other words, when the Word is opened up to us by the Spirit of God, because we can't understand it. No, not on our own, but by the Spirit of God, who is our teacher, and we take in that Word, it comes into our life, light comes. And so this is how you and I can burn brighter. We take what we know right now. Right now we may not know anything but John 3:16, and we've accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and we're saved. We're on our way to heaven. Praise God for that. But now the Lord wants to add to that. He wants to bring other words into our hearts, souls, and lives. He wants to open the Word of God to us. And as He opens that Word of God to us, we're going to start lighting up like a neon bulb. We're going to start lighting up. The wattage is going to start going up, and people are going to be in the place where they see answers to their problems out of your life, because God's working in them. Come on, now this is what it's all about, is being in that place where we know who we are. We don't let the flesh talk us out of it. We don't like the devil as he comes and tries to lie to us. We don't let him talk us out of it, but we stand firm, we stand in tall, and we say, I am the light of the world, and I'm going to receive more word. What did he say here? He said, the entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding to the simple. From the Hebrew, it's the seducible. The seducible. I don't know how many times I've let the devil take and put his little hook in my mouth and pull me this way and pull me that way because I didn't know the truth. He would come and tell me something, and I would just fall hook, line, and sinker for it. But if I allow the Word of God to come in, the entrance, if I allow the Spirit of God to open that Word into my life, and I receive it with faith. Come on, this is what it's all about. This is how we're changed. It's not the Word that you and I know. It's the Word that we have received by faith that is opening up our minds to the truth, that is causing you and I to walk in new places, being able to do the things that we were called, that we were ordained to do. The entrance of thy words giveth life. Let's look at a second witness. Proverbs chapter 6 is a second witness, because we always back up the Word of God. Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 23. Proverbs 6:23, for the commandment is a lamp, and the law is what? Light. And reproofs of instruction are the way of life. For the commandment is a lamp. The commandment, the Word of God, is not only a light and a lamp, but it comes into us. It shows us our path. It guides us. It directs us in every situation. And this is how we turn up the wattage in our life. This is how we burn hotter and brighter for the Lord, is when we hear what the Word says. We continually take it in. Because every day you and I, in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, it says there are many voices in the world. And those voices are talking this and that. But you and I, we have to key in on that still small voice of the Spirit of God and say, yes, Lord. Yes, I'm going to hear what you say. Because if I hear what the world says, if I hear what the flesh says, if God's Word brings life, what does the world bring? Darkness and death. That's exactly right. So we've got to be in the place where we're filtering out what the world is saying, what the flesh is trying to interpret, and we say, no, by the Spirit of God, I'm going to burn brighter. I'm going to receive the Word of God. I'm going to receive it. And it may be in a place where you receive it even from a child. God will move on that child and get that child to do a certain thing or say a certain thing, and you can see God working in that child. We've got to receive the Word when it comes to us in the form that God brings it. Come on, God brought the Word to Balaam through the donkey.
That's Right.
He saved his life by bringing it to the donkey. We've got to be humble enough to say, Lord, however you bring the word to me, I'm going to receive it. I'm not going to look at that person and say, they're not worthy to bring me the word, or they're not capable, or they're not able. I'm going to say, Lord, I will receive it. And this is the humility that will cause you and I to burn brighter, to be stronger in the Lord, and to be an effective witness for Him. In Christ's parable in Luke chapter 8, He's talking about the seed being sown. And if you notice there, down about verse 13, 14, or 15 right in there, He starts talking and He said, those that are on the rock or the stony places, they receive the word. But it couldn't do anything. It growed up, and when the troubles and the cares, when all the pressures, there was no root in them and it wouldn't sustain it. We've got to say, Lord God, I'm humble. My heart is open by your Spirit. I want it to take root. I want your word to take root into my heart. Show me what I need to do. Show me how I do the word. Not just hear the word, but I do it. And as we do that, it starts growing down inside of us, and we're not unproductive, but we bring forth the 100, the 60, the 30-fold, whatever the case might be, out of that situation. This is how we burn brighter. This is how you're going to reach us, the community. This is how you're going to see these doors opening and see more and more people come in. People that the devil does not want in here. People that are right on the edge of maybe they're one step away from making a wrong decision. You can be used by the Lord to cause them to turn to the right place, the right avenue, to the answer of the living God. Okay. Number one, so receive the Word of God. Receive the Word of God. This is how we burn brighter as a group of believers, as a church of the living God. Number two, the Spirit of God told me, He said, this is what you have to do. You have to recourse your way. You know, there's a way, right? Proverbs chapter 14, Proverbs chapter 16, there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You've got to recourse your way. I've got to recourse my way in every situation. Yes, praise God, we're saved. But guess what? I still get on my way sometimes. I still follow according to what I know and understand in the natural, and I've got to be humble enough to stop and to allow the Spirit of God to change me and to show me what needs to be done in situations. Okay. Let's look at an example. Turn with me, if you would, to the New Testament, the book of Acts, chapter 9. And let's just be encouraged. Let's be strengthened. Let's look at a perfect example. We'll see an example of somebody who knows the Word of God, but it's not, like I said just a moment ago, not what we know, it's what we understand as being breathed by the Spirit of God, being alive by the Spirit of God. Acts chapter 9, verse number 1. You're familiar with the story, but don't let the familiarity cause us to miss what God would say to us. And Saul, Acts 9 and 1, and Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest. And he desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, that he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. Now let's think about this. Here Saul is. And this is his mindset. Now he's talking about making a 130-mile journey, the best I can tell by looking at Bible maps, maybe 140, 150, but somewhere around 130 to 150 miles, 6-day journey. His mind is made up to go and stop those who are in the way. And 5 times you'll find that in the Bible, in the way, and of course it's talking about Christians, and he was going to make a stop on them. Now he was trained from a little bitty boy up at the feet of Gamaliel. He knew the Word of God. He knew the Torah. He knew the Old Testament. He knew the Word in that sense. But he did not know Jesus. You see, we can know all the Word in the world. We can quote the Word. We can talk about the Word. But until we've met a Savior and we allow that Savior to show us the Word in every situation of life, it will not be productive, because the devil will take the flesh and will turn that Word to bring harm instead of bringing victory. Come on, the Word of God, Jesus, He's the one who sets free. He's the one that calls us to have the ability to do all things, where the Word like this, in this sense, as the devil's twisting it, moving on traditions and all these things, without Jesus, it binds up. There's no freedom, there's no liberty in that sense. Understand what I'm saying? But in Christ, that's the answer. That's the victory. That's the freedom in the New Testament, in the Church of the Living God. And this is how we burn brighter. When we know that by Christ, the word that we have had in the past can be turned to be beneficial. Come on, what did the Lord end up doing? I mean, with Saul here, Saul gets saved, right? We'll talk about it in a moment of time. His life gets turned around, and all of that word that was being used for bad, for harm, was then turned in as a resource for the Spirit of God by Jesus being in his life to show him how to burn brighter, to be in the place of bringing truth to all of those people who are without. So praise the Lord for what we know. But we've got to turn what we know into Jesus. You know what I'm saying? We've got to allow Christ Jesus, the Spirit of God, to take that word and to make it applicable to our situations of here and now, of where we're at right now. Okay. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there came, there shined, round about him a what? A light from heaven. Now Jesus said, "Ye are the light of the world," but also in John chapter 8, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." So we know what's shining unto Paul, right? He said, "There shined a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" Now, that's a comfort to you and I. When people come against us, they're really coming against Christ Jesus, and he knows that. He's taking note of that. But here Saul is. He is in the place where he's elevated in what he wants to do. His way is, I'm going to stop this Christianity. His way is, I'm going to put a stop to what I think is contrary to what I've been taught. And what happens when he meets the Lord? Bam, right straight to the earth. Straight to the earth. Now, this is the very hope that you and I have. When we know that we have met Jesus, he has seen us in our fallen state in this earth, and he lifts us up. He brings us up to a place of understanding, resurrects our mind, if you would, to truth and to reality of who we are, and this enables us to burn brighter. He said, "Saul, Saul," do a study on that. Jesus said, "Mary, Mary." He said, "O Jerusalem, O Jerusalem." Very important. There's a deeper teaching there for another time. And Saul said in verse number 5, and he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus, who thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks." Of course, you know, we liken this to a goad, right? Like you would move an animal. But also, this is kentron in the Greek, and it's the point on a compass. God has a compass for your life, for my life, every person. And when you and I go against what His perfect plan is, we're kicking against that prick. And it doesn't hurt anybody but us. But when we say, "Yes, Lord, Lord, I'm humble enough to receive Your Word, and I want to receive that Word," then you and I are going to put back in that place where the plan of God, the power of God, the will of God starts coming out of our hearts, souls, and lives. Verse 6, and he trembling and astonished said, "Lord, what will they have me to do?" And the Lord said unto him, "Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do." Arise, come on. After we meet Jesus in every situation of life, he always lifts us up. Come on, we're humble before him. And we recognize where we're at and where we've come from, and then he lifts us up. Come on, this is the resurrection of the mind. This is what changes us. This is what causes us to burn brighter when we say, "Yes, Lord." We hear what the Lord is saying to us. Come on. The Lord's telling Paul, and he said, "Hey, Saul, you need to make some correction here." When the Spirit of God moves on us and shows us that there's an area that we need to be corrected in, and we say, "Yes, Father, I know that you love me. And I'm your child because your word tells me that if you love me, you will correct me, you will chastise me, and I thank you for it." And as that happens, we're raised up. We're raised up. And some of that, those, the very dust of the earth, the things of the world that would keep the light from shining out of us, starts coming out of our lives in ways that was not there before. Come on, you feel that? You get that? Come on. I'm going to shed off some things out of my life. This church is going to shed off some things. And as we do that, there's going to be rays coming out of our life that otherwise were blocked in times past. But we're going to be in the place where the Son is having his will in our lives. And that makes all things possible. Come on now. Glory be to God. All things possible. So Paul, all of a sudden, he went to Damascus to stop the way, to stop Christians. That was his way, his plan. But when he met the Lord, now what happened? He's put on John 14 and 6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." So his way has been changed. So first of all, if we want to grow, if we want to burn brighter, if we want our wattage increased of the light that the Lord has for us, we receive the Word, and then we recourse our way. We're willing to meet the Lord in every place we go. And we say, "Yes, yes, Lord, I'll change. I'll change. I'll let you shift me. This may not be what I want in the natural. This may not be what I saw in my own self, but I'm willing to be humble enough to say, Lord, if this is where you want me to go, if this is what you want me to do, I know you'll raise me up in the Spirit of God to be able to do it. Come on. This is what God wants for you. He wants you to know that you can be a light in this community. You can make a difference. Hallelujah. Okay. Receive the word. Be willing to recourse the way. But then after you meet the Lord and you're raised up into a new place in Him, you and I have got to be ready to work. Ready to work. Drop down to verse 17. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord even Jesus that appeared unto thee in the way, as thou camest, has sent me, that thou might receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately, I mean directly, there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. And then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus. Now look at this. In verse number 20, this is the same word as immediately in verse 18. And straightway, directly, he preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God.
Yes.
Come on now. The Lord, he raises us up and he does that so we can burn brighter, but so he can use us. He can use us in ways that we have never been used before. Paul, he had been used to stop Christianity by the enemy, by a misunderstanding of who Jesus was. He had been used in the negative. But now, because he had met Jesus on the road to Damascus, because he had seen the light, the entrance of thy words giveth light, because the opening of who Jesus was and him receiving that, now he's in the place where he's able to preach that Jesus is the Christ. Come on. That means what? That means that you and I, in life, we're going to be able to tell others in our actions and in our words that Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is the Son of God. That's the good works that bring God the Father glory that we read in Matthew 5:16. Come on now, that's what brings Him glory. That is what is going to come out of the church of the living God. Not by you, not by me, but by us being a willing vessel and by the powers of the Spirit of God bringing it to pass. Come on, 3 days and 3 nights, Saul was there. He was blinded, right? He was there waiting on the Lord and what was going to happen. The Lord just told him, said, I want you to arise and go to that street called Straight. You and I, we're going to have to do some things by faith. We're going to have to hear part of the Word of God, and then we're just going to have to do that, act on that, and then we're going to have to wait. Waiting, and when the timing is right, He will bring more Word to us. That's what He did to Saul. He brought more Word to him. But you know what He done first? He brought the Word to a servant of God, to Ananias. Now think about this. Ananias knew that Saul was a chosen vessel of the Lord before Saul did. Now let that sink in just for a minute, because that's really important. You see, there's some people in the world. There's some people in this community. They don't know who they are. Come on, the devil has told them, you're an alcoholic. You're a drug addict. You're a loser. You're an adulterer. You're all of these things. And they've heard that, and they've heard that, and they're living in that. But God says, I want to tell my people who the people that I place in their path, who they really are. Where you can shine a light and show them. That's what Ananias did. He went to Saul and he shined a light on him and he said, you are a chosen vessel. You have a destiny. You have something to do. This is what happened by a servant. Who was Ananias? Was he a preacher? Big name evangelist? A prophet? No. He was a lay person in the church. That's it. He was just somebody who was what? Who was hearing from God. That's you and I. He was hearing from God. He was spending time with the Lord God Almighty. And God had a word for him that would bring victory to somebody else. Come on now, here Paul is. Even though he's met the Lord and he's sitting there in that darkness for that 3 days and 3 nights, he doesn't know who he is. He just knows he's got some big time problems. He's got something that's got to be changed. That's what people need to know. They need to know that there's an answer.
Yeah.
because there's a light in a dark world that will change their destiny, that will change their lives. Just as Jesus was in that tomb, 3 days, 3 nights. This is a type of what we see and the very understanding of what Christ's done. This is what was brought to Saul in that situation where he could go and preach that Jesus was the Christ. We need some time alone with the Lord. And we need to hear who Jesus is and know it beyond a shadow of a doubt in situations where we can take that to people. Come on, I can tell people that Jesus will save them because I've experienced that. And I can tell people that Jesus is a baptizer because I've experienced that. But there's some other areas that I'm lacking in, that I can't be a first count witness. But guess what? If I'll be in the place where I continue to look into Jesus, He's going to raise me up into that. He's going to raise you up into that. And we're going to be able to tell others exactly who the Lord is. Oh, glory. Look at verse 21. But all that heard Him were amazed and said, is not this He that destroyed them which called on this name in Jerusalem and came hither for that intent that He might bring them bound unto the chief priests? Come on now, this is the greatest thing in the world when the Lord uses His church to bring Jesus to someone who was going completely another way and that person gets saved, gets filled with the Spirit of God, is on fire for God, and they go to where they once were and they testify what a change has made in their life. That's power. That's power. That's where people cannot dispute it. They look and they say, oh my, I know something's happened here and I see it. It's a working in progress. That's what it's all about. That's what Saul was able to do. Okay. Receive the word. We've got to, that's our first step in every situation. And we start going through this process. We go through this process. We recourse our way. And we are ready to work. He put to work what He knew. What did He know? All He knew was Jesus was Christ. Come on now. This is important because a lot of people, including myself in times past, will go, God, I'm not qualified. I don't know what to say. We say what we know. That's what He preached. He preached that Jesus was the Christ. And then, of course, God opened up more scriptures and all this we know of what happened and wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. That's another sermon for another time. But lastly, we got to be in the place then that we recommend the willing. Recommend the willing. Because after some comes into the church, if we're not careful, we still are a little bit standoffish. Now this is something we've got to get in our spirit, because when God gets ready to bring people in, He cannot, He will not do it until there's somebody here that will accept them. And not just accept them, but put their arm around them. And say, listen, this person, they're in the place of having Christ in their life. Now this is the key. This is the key. This is how you and I are going to see miracles. This is how we're going to see the wattage turned up. This is how we're going to see the church burning brighter is when we're willing to recommend the willing. Let's look at the example. Let's just read through this. Read it with me. Would you put your eyes on the Word of God? Acts 9:22. But Saul increased to the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is the very Christ. And after many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. But their laying await was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night and led him down by the wall in a basket. The devil's going to always be trying to stop you and I. We see that. We know that. We understand it. But here's why we read those verses, just to keep the context. Verse 26, Acts 9:26. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed, or attempted, be better to read it, to join himself to the disciples. But they were all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. Because why? They were going on what they had seen in the past. What they had heard in the past. When the new converts start coming in, when God starts moving His Spirit across this valley and bringing people in, when He starts moving across this nation, wherever it might be, and bringing people in, you and I got to be in the place where we don't look at their past. We know their present is with the Lord and their future is in heaven. That's the key. That's the key. Because if we don't, we'll be in the place where we're going, I don't know about this person. You know what I mean? No, it's not our place. It's not our place. We look at the fruit. We don't judge people. We look at the fruit. Verse 27. This is where we get the idea of what the Spirit of God spoke to me about recommending the willing. But Barnabas took him, took Paul, and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them how he had been seen the Lord in the way. I love that, in the way. And that he had spoken to him and how he preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. Now look at this next verse. And he was with them, coming and going out of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Unity. Unity. Where there's been a little bit of confusion, a little bit misunderstanding, the Spirit of God moved on one person, on Barnabas, the son of a prophet. Come on now, that's what his name means. That's who he was. Moved on him, Acts 13 documents that. Moves upon him, and what does he do? What does he do? He opens up his mouth, and he brings unity. You and I, by the Spirit of God, we have the ability with our tongue to speak peace and to bring unity in every situation of our lives, because God does it. That's how life comes out. If we want people to be brought into this church, if we want people brought into God's church, you and I, we've got to be unified. We've got to be one. No bickering among ourselves. No going this way and going that way. But going the way that Jesus says to go and recommending those people who are coming in. Come on. We don't judge them. We just love them. And we allow God to make them what He ordained them to be. Christians. Christians. Oh, glory. Now, if we'll do that, if we'll follow this blueprint, if we'll look at this pattern, look what's going to happen. Let's read through this. Saul, because of this, and he spake boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus. He spake boldly. He was able to speak what he had saw on the road to Damascus. What, after meeting that light, after being in the place of having his hands, Ananias laying his hands on Saul, he was able to speak boldly. He was able to see some things change. He was able to be used by the Lord. There's people that want to be used by the Lord that God wants to use, better said. And it's up to us to make it possible for that to happen. Look at verse 30. And when the brethren knew that they brought him down to Caesarea and they sent him forth to Tarsus, but verse 31 is what I wanted to read. Then had the churches rest throughout all of Judea and Galilee and Samaria and were edified, walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now this is it. The churches had rest. Was there no any more trouble? No, there was still all kinds of trouble, tribulation, persecution. But God was able to bring rest to them in those situations. Come on, God will bring rest to us because we reap what we sow. If we sow what God brings out of our life of goodness and grace and mercy, guess what? It's going to come back to us. The churches, they rested and they had joy. Amen. They had victory. They had power because there was unity there.
That's right.
And let's say each one of us is a 60-watt bulb. You put us all together. That's how we have more light. That's how the brightness increases. Like all these lights here, they're all hooked up together. And when, on this side, when you flip the switch, and this side, right, when you flip the switch, they come on. Because they're hooked together. If we allow the Spirit of God to make us one, hook us together. Come on, we'll burn brighter and brighter. And everybody knows that the brighter the light, the farther you can see it. In other words, the further into this community that the Lord can reach by His Spirit is when people in the far distance, they're just smothered, swallowed, if you would, in darkness. And they look and they say, I see something. I see something. And they start reaching for that light. It's going to happen. It's going to happen if we'll do these four things. I believe it with all my heart because the Spirit of the Lord, when He quickens us to the truth, brings it and implants it into our soul, we receive that, then those things start happening. In His time. In His time according to His will.
I got this flashlight. My mother-in-law and father-in-law bought this. You remember that when y'all, years ago, probably what, 20-something years ago, they bought us all a little flashlight. I've had this for years. And I
I kept it in the door of my pickup. And for whatever reason, I hadn't used it. And I went to get it. And when I put it in there, it had fresh batteries. It was ready to go. Put it in there. Got it out. Turned it on and wouldn't do anything. And I opened it up, and oh man, what a mess. What a mess. I can't even get the batteries out. I mean, they're swollen. I've tried to do different things. No luck. They're in there. That light was ready to shine the moment the power source was put in it. But it lay there dormant. God has put a power source in each one of us. He has said in His Word that we're the light of the world. And the way that you and I burn cleaner and cleaner, and the way that we gain more power and more strength, is when we say, yes, Lord. Amen. What did the Word of God say there in verse number 22? It said, but Saul increased the more in strength. Yeah. How did he increase? What was he doing? He was called to be a preacher. He was preaching. How are you going to increase? By saying yes to your calling. Can you feel that anointing? Come on, the Spirit of God, He's trying to tell us something. Whatever our role is, we may think it's nothing, and that's a lie. Everything is important. All of us working together. But we say, yes, Lord, the strength comes. More and more. It may not seem like much at first, but this is the same word where we quoted this morning, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. But what caused it to happen? And hear and do. Right, yes sir. I can do. Christ will provide the strength. But we got to be willing to say, okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. You're going to have to be willing to do some things you've never done before to see what God would have to happen, to see how God would work in this community. We've got to have to be willing. And if we'll be willing, then we're going to see light come in our own lives, but also in our family's lives, in the situations where the devil's bringing a deep blanket of darkness. There'll be light come. I believe that. I'll stand on it. Because it's my hope, it's my comfort. It's the thing that gets me through the hard times. One more time. Jesus said, say it with me. Ye are the light of the world. I, say it. I am the light of the world. Believe that, live that, walk in that, and we'll start seeing things happen. We'll increase in it. We'll increase in it. I believe it. Father God, we love You. We honor You. We thank You that by Your Spirit that You gave us ears to hear. You gave us eyes to see. You gave us the ability to understand just exactly who we are because of the grace of Your Son, because of the power of Your Spirit bringing Your Son, the living Word, into our lives. We receive it on good ground. And we believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that You're looking, that You're going to and fro in the earth to perform Your Word. There's not one jot, one tittle that You will not complete out of Your Word. And what You have written for us, the church, it's ours. And by faith in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we accept it. And we thank You for it. We thank You. We thank You that we are somebody. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. If you're here tonight and you need some light shed on a certain situation where it will not only help you, but it will enable you to be able to help others, the Lord wants you to bring that to Him. He wants you to bring that to Him, and He wants to speak into your spirit a word. In other words, He wants to open His Word. Oh, Spirit of God, hallelujah. He wants to open His Word to you about the situation that you're in or the situation that you're about to come into. You see, I need some light about how to handle some family situations. I need some light how to handle what God wants me to do and my family to do in the future. And I know that as I come to Him and as I say, Lord, I'm willing to receive Your Word, that He'll bring it. Tonight, as I said, that there's some of you in here who are going to have to step in new places that you've never stepped before. You know when something bears witness with you. If that bore witness with you, the Spirit of God wants you to come to this altar. Because you see, it's not just hearing the Word. It's saying, yes, Lord, I want that root inside of me. I want to receive that. And I want to walk in new places. You see, our vision is what limits us. Our understanding of what we think we are and who we think we are is what keeps us from being what God says we are. God says that you are a soul winner. God says that you're a vessel that holds the Word of God that will bring life to someone who's dead. God says that as you open your mouth, He will miraculously fill it with words of Him, and those words are truth, right? Jesus said that you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Those words will come out of your life and will set somebody free. I lay that in your hands right now as I'm going to pray for these at the altar. But let's don't ever miss an opportunity to receive the fullness of what God would have for us. Thank you. Now the ball is in our court. When God gives us the word, then it's up to us to run the play.
Yeah.
And when that's completed, then will come the next play and the next play and the next play. A lot of times in my early Christian life, there was periods of where I didn't hear from the Lord. And I allowed the enemy to cause me to question things and to be discouraged. And finally, the Spirit of God had mercy on me. And he said, listen. Until you take hold of what's been told to you and you put it into action, there's no need to tell you anything else. So if we're in a dry period, we need, by the Spirit of God, to back up and say, Lord, what have I missed? And by His Spirit, we'll be able to hear that word again. And by His Spirit, we can do the strength from Christ to be able to accomplish it. Be listening and see what the Lord would say to you, what He would have you to do, how you can put to practice what He's saying to us tonight. Because I'm a firm believer that if we'll put this to practice, we'll see some things in our own life that will cause His plan, His will to come to pass. I'm so thankful. So thankful to know the Lord and have Him in a relationship, aren't you? Come on. Glad to be in church tonight with my mom, my mother-in-law and father-in-law, and Justin. He's a good friend of ours. And Ed, I've seen Ed do some wonderful things. You know, the things that was done in private is the most important. Those prayers and those words that come out, nothing. Nothing can be done out in the open until everything's took care of in private. Glory, glory. All minds clear? Any needs, anywhere, about anything?
God, I just balanced out today before with the birthday party. One of my grandsons has been She brings one saved off. She's far from it. She needs to get back to the Lord. And of course, she does. There's just bad living situation there. I mean, you've got like 10 people in a 2-room trailer. It's not all his family, it's other people living with him. So, I mean, it's boys act out a lot together. You know, they've got four babies, all boys. The situation. I can't have him in mind. But he needs someone beside him on.
Church was coming, I see it around the head, and that's just. Just listen to the Spirit. Unless the Spirit tells us what to pray, we don't know what to pray. Because there's situations He told us a little bit, but there's stuff going on underneath that we don't even know, that He don't even understand. But God does.
Well, Father, thank you, Jesus.
When she's putting other things above and in front of her children, bring truth in Jesus' name. We bring the blood all over our life, all over those children's lives, and a very strong hope that you're ready to grow in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, we ask that you would stir us up, stir the right person up, the very person who will cross the hardest field of life, and bring truth, bring understanding, bring encouragement in Jesus' name. We all say, yes, Lord.
Yes.
Or whoever might be. Yes, in Jesus' name.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, we worship you. We thank you.
Thank
you. We thank you, Lord, that we can come only with a throne of grace and find help in time of need. We thank you that you're successful within the right permanence. We thank you that you hear the prayers of your people, Lord. Your ear. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, it's not too big. Your hand is not too short, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you heard this, that you moved. It's done in heaven, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. While we're all here together, let's just ask the Lord to put in our hearts direction for what needs to be done in this church.
Yes.
Father, Lord, we stand before you, Father. Lord, you've got leaders in this church, and I feel, Lord, those leaders are listening to you. They're being directed to you. Lord, that I just ask for wisdom. I ask for the very understanding of the Spirit to bring your will. Lord, we didn't talk about this morning. Your kingdom is inside of us. And like your prayer, thy kingdom come. Well, your kingdom is here. Now your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. What you would have for this church and the very structure, the setting of the government in this church, let it be by you. Let it be ordained by you. that have been instructed. You also feel that there's attack on certain people in this church that the enemy's bringing that would try to hinder them, Lord, in having a role and a part in that, Father. And we just pray that your grace, which is sufficient, be received. And the strength come to them. And the ability by your Spirit to come out of their lives. And by the anointing of the Spirit of God, every life on. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, we reverence you. We reverence you. We thank you that we're right in the throne room right here. We're in awe of your presence. We're in awe of your love that you have for us. Lord, that we receive that love in a measure that we've never had before. By your Holy Ghost, as we love them this morning. Because that love is how we're going to be one with each other. And that love is how others are going to be drawn. Thanks for that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You are Lord. You are Lord. The Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. You are Prince of Peace. You are all in all, Lord. Thank you. Thank you that we can come into your presence. That we can feel your loving hands on us. Your Spirit inside of us. Spirit, hallelujah, praise you, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. In your presence. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your sweet presence. Oh,
David was healed upon the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles.
Yes.
They shall run. Teach me, Lord, to what he, for laid what he upon the Lord, shall renew their strength.
Oh,
they shall mount up with wings as he goes. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Yes, yes, yes.
Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord.
Step out in faith, my children. Do not look to the left or the right. Look straight ahead. Keep your eyes on me. I will direct your path.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That we can step. We thank you for who you are. That you are on the side. This is the way that we look to you. Allow you to bring more light in our lives. We can find the destination of where you have us to go, what you have us to do. Thank you for it. Oh, thank you for it. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
That goes right along with what we were trying to say. That we felt from the pulpit what the Lord wants us to say. No, we've got to move to that next place. We've got to see what God sees and allow what the Word says we are. Allow ourselves by the Spirit of God to be that. But it's going to take faith to do it. It's going to take obedience to do it. It's going to take effort to look straight at the Lord, not look at the distractions, to do it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Glory. My brother right here, he's got a vision that he wants to come out of his life. He wants to minister, to serve the people that other people, they walk right by and they don't see him. He wants to do that. This is the Lord's business. You step out in faith. You keep your eyes on me and I'm going to make it possible. Glory. Glory. It'll happen. It'll happen. All we got to do is just hold on to what he says. It'll happen. Glory. Thank you. Thank you. And sister back here, Sister Wanda, right?
I mean, the Lord says everything that you do, He sees. I can't believe that. He sees it. And the things that we don't even think is important, He wants you to know it's important. It's important to Him. I believe that. I feel that. I can just see you doing different things back here in the back. Things that you, has not even entered into your spirit yet. You know what I mean? That will come out by His anointing. I believe that. And that's for everyone in this church. He wants to bring things out of you that you don't even know that's in you. You know what I mean? You don't even know it, but it's in there because He put it in there. What does the Word of God say? And He made captivity captive, and He gave gifts unto me. He gave gifts. There's gifts inside of each one of us, and only the Spirit of God can bring those gifts out. And they're precious. They're precious because God gave them to us. And if God gave them to us, He didn't give them to us from the light dormant. He gave them to us by the Spirit of God, by the come out of our lives, and everybody. Lord. We thank you that you love us and speak to us.
Yes.
Oh, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Lord, by your Spirit, help us hold on to what you said and let us walk it. Oh, in Jesus' name, let us walk it. Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, let us have another worship song. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We want to lift your name. We thank you that you put a voice inside of us to lift the name of the Lord. That you gave us a mind to know that you're right in our midst. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. That our spirits are alive unto you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns. Oh, I can't do that one. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Give us what you have for us, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, We are so blessed.
Yes.
All the times we're blessed in our goings.
Yes.
In our comings.
That's right.
And everything. Me and Kim have been talking about this today. We are so thankful that you come into our lives and show us some stuff and minister to us. I don't know what God's leading y'all to do. Am I speaking for the church? Am I speaking for the church? We would love to have y'all as our pastor.
We'd love to have you. Please consider us.
Consider us, please. Y'all pray about it. Y'all pray about it. I know I would, and I feel wonderful. Helen, Dennis, pray about it. Pray about it. Whatever God wants, that's where we want to be.
Sure.
If y'all want, if God wants you here, you're going to be here. If God don't, we're going to find you here.
That's right.
Find you here. I'm a blessed man. We are a blessed church. Y'all, let's put this in practice.
Amen.
Let's start asking these people around. Tell them that there's something happening down here.
Amen.
Let them see it in their lives.
Yes.
Let them know that there's something happening. Let's get this church full again.
Yeah, that's right.
When I first walked in this church years and years ago, there was 5 or 6 empty spots. Where I came, now there's 5 or 6 views that's got people on. God can change that.
Amen.
Y'all pray.
Yes.
Do we have any announcements? Anything? Anyone? We got anything? I want to know what all that stuff's out there for.
That's
We need to have a meeting soon. I said that a couple weeks ago instead of last week. If there's no announcements, Bill, will you dismiss us in a word first?
Father, I'm so thankful for your blessing, Lord. We're thankful for your spirit, Lord, that you've been here tonight, Lord. My God, that you just have your way, Lord, and do what, Lord, that you'd have, what you'd have us to do, Lord.
Yes, right.
We pray, God, that we'd be humble, be a willing servant, Lord.
Yes.
We pray, God, that you'd go with us, guide us, keep us, and protect us, Lord, and bring us back in the morning time to your house. We give you all praise.
Yes.
In the name of
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We are, just like you said, we're blessed. We're blessed.
We're blessed.
He's in it with us. We got it.